It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 9th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American composer Samuel Barber, born in Westchester, Pennsylvania in 1910. He is one of the most celebrated composers of the 20th century, and music critic Donald Henahan has stated that probably no other American composer has ever enjoyed such early, such persistent, and such long-lasting acclaim. Barber is considered one of the most expressive representatives of the lyric and romantic trends in 20th century classical music. His Adagio for Strings has earned a permanent place in the concert repertory of orchestras, and he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music twice, for his opera Vanessa and for his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra. Also widely performed is his Knoxville, Summer of 1915, a setting for soprano and orchestra of a prose text by James Agee. At the time of his death, nearly all of his compositions had been recorded. Barber studied the piano from an early age and soon began to compose. In 1924, he entered the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where, in addition to piano and composition, he studied singing and conducting. After graduation in 1934, Barber devoted himself entirely to composing. His style was distinctive and modern, but not experimental. He established his reputation with his overture to the School for Scandal, 1933, based on Richard Sheridan's comedy, and with music for a scene from Shelley in 1935, inspired by the poet's Prometheus Unbound. In 1936, Barber composed his string quartet. Its slow movement, arranged for string orchestra, was performed under the title Adagio for Strings by the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Arturo Toscanini in 1938, and acquired extraordinary popularity in the United States and Europe. Barber's Symphony No. 1 is in the Romantic tradition. In his Second Symphony, commissioned by the U.S. Army Air Force, which he had joined in 1943, Barber introduced an electronic instrument imitating radio signals for air navigation, an effect replaced in the revised version by an E-flat clarinet. Barber also wrote a violin concerto in 1941 and a cello concerto in 1946. His piano sonata from 1949 is a monument of 20th century American piano music. His opera Vanessa, with libretto by his longtime partner Giancarlo Menotti, was produced by the Metropolitan Opera Association in New York in 1958. His 1962 piano concerto brought him new international success. His opera Antony and Cleopatra inaugurated the new auditorium of the Metropolitan Opera in the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts in 1966, but the work was panned by critics. After a period of creative inactivity, Barber resumed composing for orchestra in the 1970s. In his last years, he suffered from depression and was beset by alcoholism. Barber died of cancer in 1981 in New York at the age of 70. He was buried in the Oakland Cemetery in his hometown. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 9th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.